Gemara, what we have to do tonight is a very difficult Gemara, but it ends up being very relevant to an important sugya of Sikhreja. So let's just get into it. If a person gets Hana'ah against his or her, does anyone have a Sharpie? You can actually not a Sharpie, one of those. Yeah, next
one. I should have one.
This is very helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like this needs a chart.
Yes. Well, actually, I could probably share a screen. You know what? I could do it like this.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, this won't help you.
Yeah.
This is a sharp one. So this works on the board, right?
Yes, you need water.
Okay, excellent. So, Zaki Gumar, Hanoa Hanoa Oda Mamaro. Let's say a person gets Hanoa against his or her will. Now, we'll have to define what these terms mean in a minute, but the Gemara says what happens in this case. There's a machlokes of Abaye and Rava. Abaye says it is going to be mutter. I just lost the place. And Rava says it's also. So that's the topic of the Gemara. Point on Abaye, Behanoa that comes about Karpo. Right, so Abaye says it is mutter, and Rav says it's asur. Right, so far this is very simple. Now, the Zakti Gemara, that there is another machlokes, machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that is going to be very relevant to this. Let's pause for a second, and we'll talk about Dover Shimon on this topic. Dover Shimon on this topic means I do action A, and the result of action A can be action B, but is it necessarily action B? For example, I take a bench and I drag the bench outside. That could end up making a hole in the ground, but it doesn't have to. So Dabar Shein on the Stavi is my focus on halacha between Rabbi Yehuda says it is usher, and Rabbi Shimon says it is mutter. Right? So according to Rabbi Shimon, I'm allowed to drag a bench if the bench may or may not make a hole. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not allowed to. However, Zakti Gemara, this is something that doesn't really come up directly in our Gemara, but even though Rabbi Shimon says I could drag a bench and it may or may not make a hole, but if it's a psik ratio, secretion in the sense of making the hole is inevitable. So then it is going to be usher according to Rav. So that's the basic outline that we need to know to go into this tomorrow. Rav Shimon is the person we passed in life. Rav Shimon says, Dover Shein Liskavim is mutter, but secretion is usher. That's one word sliding away, and now I'll come back to Hanoa Malkar. Abaye and Rava have a machlokes about Hanoa Malkar. There are four possible cases. Okay, so I am artistically impaired, but I'm going to try to do the best I can out here. Okay, the cases are Efshar become Chadim. Right, there is Lo Efshar and Chadim. There is Efshar Velo Mechadim. And there is Lo Efshar Velo Mechadim. Right, there are four phases. To define the terms, and place this at the end of this big tosis, defines the term a little bit. Efshar and lo efshar does not mean possible and impossible. Efshar and lo efshar means difficult or not difficult. That is the fundamental point that is necessary to understand just the practical case of this Gemara. Meaning to say, what Heidegger is really getting at is that a person is walking down the street and there is a store that has the summon in it, perfume. The perfume happens to come from Avodah Zarah. Right? That's the issue at hand. Efshar Bekamachaveh means that the person could avoid that store relatively easily. Right? The person could walk down 187 instead of 186. Or I'll give you another example that I like to give this example also. When I was a rabbi at Mount Sinai, so I walked from my apartment to the shul, right, on Pesach, there's a big bakery, the corner of St. Nicholas and 187, and the bakery has a good smell of chametz. Well, assuming it's usher to smell chametz on Pesach, which itself is questionable, but one can make such a case. Efshar would mean I could easily avoid 187. I could walk on 186 instead. Kamechavein means that I am breathing in. I want a good smell. I want to smell that the sun. I want to smell the lungs. So Efshar means it is avoidable. Lo Efshar means it's difficult to avoid it. Mechavein means what we know what that means. Efshar lo mechavein means I could avoid it, but it is lo mechavein in the sense of I don't really want that smell. I am not breathing in to get the smell of the avodah zarah or the smell of chametz. And lo efshar lo mechavein is it's hard to avoid, difficult to avoid, and you don't really breathe in. Hello, Abigail.
Hello. I am going to preface this with, unfortunately, we did not learn, so I apologize if this is a bad question. But when we say lo mechavein, that means you don't intentionally breathe it in or you don't appreciate the smell.
It means I don't intentionally breathe it in. That is the way.
As in, you might actually enjoy the smell, but it's not intentional.
Correct. I'm assuming, and I think the majority of you should assume this way, that kamechavein means I take a deep breath. I'm walking in the heights, and sometimes I think it's so fragrant in the heights. Let me just tell one last story. I was in Saudi Kitchen out in California a couple of years ago. For this couple from the show who was getting married, the guy's parents are old California stoners from the 60s. At the wedding, so they go around giving everybody a joint. At the end of the wedding, the cousin's mom walks around giving everybody a joint. So, like, this is an experience. I have no idea what it is. Like, one of the people in the show takes a picture of me, like, holding it, like, asking, what exactly is this? And then, like, everyone goes to the side and they all, like, smoke. And I'm like, oh, one thing they actually inhale. Okay, so that's what's going on. So, Rina, who's now 11, and at that time she was probably 8. Rina says, Abba, it really smells like the heights. That was my moment. So, Zuck, think about it. According to version 1, in this case of lo efshar v'lo mechavein, so the Gemara says this is definitely mutar. No? Version 1 in the Gemara is, and lo echavikomachavein, everybody holds it is usher. Case 1 is for sure usher. Case 2 is for sure usher. Case 4 is for sure mutter of the Gemara. Lo echavikomachavein, kuli am lochi the shuri. Ki kuigi, the machlokes is, according to version 1 in the Gemara, in this case of efshar, the lo mechavein. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dovashim Miskatim is Aser, so for sure it's Aser. The machlokes is within Reb Shimon. Okay, so now let's just plug this in. It's not as complicated as it seems at first glance. There's a machlokes, a Vayi and Rava. Is it Mutar or Aser? According to version 1 in the Gemara, the machlokes is about Efshar v'lo mechavein. Right? What does that mean? Well, Zot Gemara. The Ma'alot is an actual moment coming, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Domer She'enu Miskaming is Usr. Rabbi Yehuda says, Domer She'enu Miskaming is Usr. So, of course, this case is Usr, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And this is all in case three, I hope. And is that clear enough? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Usr, but according to Rabbi Shimon, so Abaye and Rava have machlokes within Rabbi Shimon. Abaye says it is going to be permitted. Because Abaye says, listen, it's lo lechavei. So Rabbi Shimon says it is mutter. However, Rava says it's going to be usher. And Rava says, well, I'll tell you why it's usher. Rabbi Shimon only permits lo lechavei when it's hard to get out of the iser. But since in this case it's Epshar, it's easy to get out of it, Isser. So Rabbi says it's going to be Usser, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it is Epshar. Since it's Epshar, Rabbi says it's Usser. This is all version one of the Gemara. So far, so good, Chavra? I don't know where firm it is, but we're assuming that she'll get it on the recording. So version one of the Gemara is Version 2 of the Gemara is as follows. Sorry, you'll forgive me if I'm confusing up your whole pen. Okay, version 2 of the Gemara is Ibn Ami, it's like 8 lines from the bottom. Epshar Belon Abain is the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rib Shimon. Okay, let's again put the four pieces down the same as we had it earlier. If it's Epshar Bekonatabein, that's one. Case two is Lo Epshar Bekonatabein. Case three is Epshar Bekonatabein. And case four is Lo Epshar Bekonatabein. Right, the same as the four cases on board number one. But in either the Andrew, the second version, Epshar below the Kavain, in this third case, is going to be Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Unlike board number one, where in case three, the Machlokes is within Rabbi Shimon, and there's a possibility that Rabbi Shimon would say it's Usser. But in this case, we're saying case three is a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Keep on listening to this. So if it's Epshar Belon Mechavein, so then that's a machlokes. Lo Epshar Belon Mechavein, for sure is mutter according to everybody. Right? That's the same as word one. Lo Epshar Belon Mechavein is for sure a mutter. The machlokes is kipli de lo efshar bekometavim. The machlokes of Abaye and Rava is in case two. So again, the Gemara in version two ignores case one. Case one is not discussed in version two of the Gemara. Tosis already raises that issue. Why? And Tosis says it's obvious. Everybody knows case one is Usser. In version one of the Gemara, the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is in case three. According to version two of the Gemara, case three is a Machlokes, but it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. It's a Machlokes Tanoyim from over here. It's not a Machlokes Abaye and Rava. The Machlokes Abaye and Rava, according to version 2 of the Gemara, is Lo Efshar Bekonatabein. How does this work? So Zok the Gemara, and this is where it gets a teeny bit complicated. I overheard Atiba during Seder, and she's like, well, this is like really hard. I think this is where you...
It's confusing.
Yes, it is confusing. But it's going to be good. We're going to get this down very well. Oh. Keep Leaky. Let's just keep Leaky. Let's pick up his 5 points in the diamond. Keep Leaky in that focus of Ryan Brother is Lo Eshar Becoming Other, which we call case two. Aliva de Rabbi Shimon, the Ozo Busser Kavana, Kuli Amma Lo Leaky de Busser. Zachli Gemara. Case two, Lo Eshar Becoming Other. So Rabbi Shimon, right, is going to say it's for sure Usher. Because Rabbi Shimon holds Dover She'enom Shabbat in his mother. But if I have Kavana, it definitely is Usher. So in this case, Lo Eshar Becoming Chavein, Rabbi Shimon for sure says it is Usher. Keep Levi, Ali the Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Loshna Miskavein, Loshna Enom Miskavein, Eshar is Usher. Abaya says, I hold it for Yehuda. And Rava says, Afkan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda, she'im miskavein ki miskavein, ewa lo kuchumr. Ava miskavein, she'im miskavein lo kuva, lo anar. This is the really hard line in the Gemara. Let's just say it simply, or as simply as we can. In this case, lo efshah become a kavein. Rabbi Shimon would say it's also because he had kavanot. Abai and Rava have a machlokes within Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Dover She'enom Miskavein is going to be Usher, right? And again, we're all within case two. Lo Eshar Becoming Chavein. Machlokes Abai and Rava. The machlokes is within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dover She'enom Miskavein is Usher. Zot Abaye. Well, it's Usher in this case because the Machlokes is, Kifu Yalim with Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Lo Shlo Miskavein, the Lo Shlo Eino Miskavein, Efshar is Usher. Second. That according to this version, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's Usher. Abaya says, I go with Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Abaye understands that in case three, right? But let's focus on case three for a minute. I'm taking a deep breath, not because I'm in the Chavi. I'm taking a deep breath because I'm not understanding it. In case three, Eshra Bumlom Chavi, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Usher. Abaye understands that the reason why it's Usher is because it's Eshar, because you could avoid it. But in case two, where it's Lo Eshar, you cannot avoid it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it is Mutter. Right? In other words, Abaye is saying that the only reason it is Usher in case three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because you could avoid it easily. But in case two, where I can't avoid it, where it's Lo Eshar, so therefore Abaye is going to say it's Mutter. But Rava says, one second, right? Rava says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's Dover She'enom Miskavein, it's going to be Usher. In this case, there's no Kavana. So, one second. Notice Rava says, Abaye is Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye says it's Mutter because Rabbi Yehuda only says it's Usher in case three when it's Eshar, but where it's Lo Eshar in case two, so it's going to be Mutter, point Rabbi Yehuda. That's Abaye. Rava says, no, you can't say that. How can you say that according to Rava Amela, after Mokum Rebbe Huda, Sha'im is coming, Kim is coming, Alamo Kumra, Alam is coming to Sha'im is coming, Kula, Lo Amar. Rava says, how can it be right? How could it be, Rava says, that it's going to be Rava says it's going to be usher because Lomaisa you have kavana. Meaning, Rava is saying avaye. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that lo mechavim has the status of mechavim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir than Rabbi Shimon. But I'm not going to say that because it is lo efshar, that Rabbi Yehuda would say it's permitted. There's no such thing, says Rabbi. Since you have kavanah, it's going to be also for sure. So let me take a deep breath, hear from Atira, and then I'll hear if how much I have to repeat.
Okay, so according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is contingent on whether it's Efshar or Lo Efshar.
Not both.
But according to Rabbi, there's no difference.
Correct. Rabbi is saying that the only variable for Rabbi Yehuda is Kavana or no Kavana. Abaye is saying that for Rabbi Yehuda, the variable is really Efshar. And therefore, in the case where it's Lo Efshar, it's going to be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. By definition, lo efshar is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, this is not as bad as I thought it would be. So let's just summarize for a second. Ms. Bruce, you're with me? Okay, excellent. So now, what we have, no one has an eraser, right? We only have.
We could use water.
We could use water. But we only have, actually, no, I have something very good. Like diary tissues.
Here.
Where am
I
erasing that? I think what we want to do is summarize version one versus version two. So let's say erase everything. Let's erase the middle over here and then we'll just compare the verb.
Okay, where
this? No, erase the whole word. We're going to erase everything and we're going to try to reconstruct this and see if this actually works.
Oh,
thank you. This actually works. This is like a mix. This is like me some of the books. The invented whiteboards. When I was a kid in school, we used to have blackboards. And like one of the great fears I still have in my life. Oh, you have them also.
I think most people have.
Huh?
I think most people have.
I don't know why, but like, thank you very much. Okay, perfect, yeah.
More?
Yeah, may as well. I think maybe we all know what other people. Yeah. I cannot vouch for. We're going to go like this. Abaye says it's mutter, and Rava says it is asar. That's basically what we want to discuss. Now, according to version one of the Gemara, the machlokes Abaye and Rava is about which case. There are four cases, right? There is a case of Eshar, we call the Chavim, you know what? Let's put the four cases up here, right? One is Eshar, we call the Chavim. Two is lo efshar become coming. Three is efshar become coming. And four is the double negative. Lo efshar become coming. Okay? These are the four cases. Version one of the Gemara. Which case is the machlokes Abaye and Rava?
That's right.
According to version 1 of the Gemara, the Mount focuses on case 3. And right, the Mount locus is within which Tama?
Rabbi Shimon.
Within Rabbi Shimon. According to version 2 of the Gemara, which case is the Mount locus? Case 2. Right? In other words, in case 3, according to version 2, case 3 is just a machlokes that you would have shown. So the machlokes is about case 2. And that machlokes within case 2 is within which tana?
Right.
That is. So this is a very neat, beautiful summary of the Gemara. Like, no questions. What could be more gorgeous? Now, it happens that just as a matter of practical halacha, we follow Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda, which would mean that we should pass him for sure that case 2 is going to be mutter. Right? Lo efshar v'kama kavein should for sure be mutter. I pass, and therefore, presumably, version 2 of the Gemara is rejected. Because version 2 of the Gemara has a focus of Tim Rabbi Yehuda, but I don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, version 2 of the Gemara should be totally rejected. Right. That's what seems to emerge.
It should be totally rejected, or just kind of totally theoretical, like within Rabbi Yehuda's world, which is a completely theoretical world.
Correct. It doesn't relate to my wonderful fellow Holomax. Okay, great. Now, Tosfos, the beginning, let's learn this Tosfos together. This Tosfos is a little F-shot. Tosfos begins by kind of defining the terms a little bit. We have to be done by like 820 or 823. So, Tosfos basically says that when you're very foolishly Tama, near Lagarish, the Kuliyama's golden Abaye, the Mokligi, the Shari is a point of Shemin, because the point of view is still going to be Osir. You know what? This is going to be too complicated. We're not going to do this. Basically, Tosis tries to define the terms when the Gemara says Kuliyama. So in version 1, Kuliyama means Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shemin. In version 2, when the Gemara uses the words Kuliyama, it means Abaye. It's just like a technical detailed point within the Gemara. Zaptaisvis, Umayi, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines. 12 lines before the lines get wide. Umayi is the second word in the line. Umayi, Kigon de lo hevi sikresha. In the Pesik Vesha, Moda Rabbi Shimon. Who wants to explain this line in places? Umayi, that it's not a Pesik Vesha. Because if it's a Pesik Vesha, Rabbi Shimon is Moda. Right? So we could say this, let's say in version 1. Version 1, case 3, is where there is a Machlokes of Bayan Bava. And the machlokes is within Rabbi Shimon. Or case 2, whatever I want to say, or let's talk about case 2, it's easier. Lo efshar. Lo efshar means you cannot easily avoid the issues of cases. But it is not a psik ratio. Our entire Gemara, Tosa says, is not a psik ratio. Because our Gemara is coming from the perspective that Rabbi Shimon would say it's mutter. Zaptaisvis, if it's a psik ratio, meaning if walking down that street on 187, if it is inevitable that I will smell the chametz, if it is inevitable that I will smell the besamim of avodah zarah, then for sure it is osur. Zaptaisvis, the case has to be in our Gemara that it is not psik ratio, meaning Lo efshar does not mean that it is impossible to avoid the smell of avodah zara. Lo efshar just means, the way we've been saying it the whole time, it is difficult, it is hard, but it's not impossible, it is not inevitable. Now, yes, how are you, Abigail?
Zooming out
for
half a second, I think. Is there a concept of Sivrisha that does not fall into Zavarshan Prakan? Or that Mahmoud exists only within?
So, Sivrisha is an exception to Zavarshan Mustafi.
It doesn't
exist. There's an Achlokes for Yehuda Rabbi Shimon that Zavarshan Mustafi. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter, but if it's Sivrisha, Rabbi Shimon says it's also. So, Sivrisha is. Right? For example, if I'm dragging the bench, if it's a really heavy bench and it's inevitable that I will dig a hole, that's a situation. Zachrisis, our Gemara is not a situation. Tosis is like hammering that point home. Our Gemara is not situation. Ladies, Pachimun yet. Barvosnish. Why not? Why is it not a separation?
What do you mean? Why can't it be?
What is the scenario that's not a separation? Remember, this is a case of lo efshar become a convention. Right? What does lo efshar mean? I'm walking down the street. Right? Why is it that it is not a separation? What's the scenario? I'm walking down the street. There's a store. I'm going to deserve it. Smells good. Why is it not a situation? No?
Well, what if you can't smell?
You can't smell. So one possibility is I can't smell.
Or you don't, you're not paying that amount.
So if I'm not paying attention, what if I smell the moth through the air.
What if you don't like attribute it to a Vodazara?
Well, I know that there's a Vodazara smell. That's given in the...
What if there not being a Mahloka if there's a situation?
It's, well, that's what Tosfos is saying. If it's a situation, it's going to be no machlokes. So obviously, it's not a situation. But I want to know what's the scenario.
Are you having to get hana'a from Lo Zara if you're not like acknowledging that the Lo Zara has some sort of like supernatural power to it?
If it's a Lo Zara, you can't get hana'a from it. Remember, that's an issue that we had on the question of machlokes and machlokes. Right? Are they telling me that this particular herb is something that's going to happen? Heal me or not, right?
Right.
But if it's really a Lo Zara, I can't get enough of it. For sure not.
What if it's Hana'a Shalom Kedara?
It's Shalom Kedara.
Yeah.
And then, but it's not Shalom Kedara because this is the smelling. That perfume is supposed to smell nice. This is perfume. It smells nice. What's the case? Tosa says it's not a separation. Tosa says it's not separate. So if you let's turn to the Rush for a second, okay? Turn to the Rush. Rush and Simon Bays. In my old-fashioned Gemara, it says page 248 at the top. And it's on the left column, and it begins Itmar. Right? It's the Rosh Perek Beis, the middle of Simon Beis. That I have on the top of the left column. You might have the same one. It's 248 at the top. You see it? It says there are two columns in 248. It's right over here. Itmar. It is up the Rosh. Itmar. Abaye says Mutter, Rav says Aser, Efshar bar Kamathadi, Roshan Kamathadi, for sure it's Aser, Roshan Kamathadi, for sure Mutter, Umayri says the Rosh, Bidamlo Hajib Sikreche, Kigon, Sheyahol, Wistom and the Fira, Shelo Yehana in Hareka. Sheyahol, Wistom and the Fira, what does that mean?
You can hold your nose.
You can hold your nose. Yahol, this poem, nothing about it. I fulfill my nose. Am I holding my nose?
No.
No, I could hold my nose.
Oh.
the rush in explanation is one doses. It's enough to not be a situation because theoretically I could hold my nose. This is kind of beyond the way. Like, I'm not holding my nose. I'm walking down, I'm walking past that Abu Dhabi snowstorm. Right? It smells like a whole dessert. I am walking without my mask, don't tell anybody, I'm not wearing my mask, right? And I'm not holding my nose. So inevitably I'm gonna get the whole dessert smell, but since theoretically I could hold my nose, so therefore result places, it's not a secretion. Result to rush, it's not secretion because Yaakov was told in the hira. That's what the rush says. How can we explain this? So we can explain this based on, right? You with me so far?
Yeah, but why do we explain it? Why is it so crazy?
Why does the fact that I could hold my nose make it not so crazy? I'm going down the street without my mask, I'm walking down the street without holding my nose.
Because isn't that the definition of a secret?
Okay.
Hold on, but do you, what if you didn't know ahead of time?
Again?
No, you had to have known ahead of time that you were about to smell this.
I know ahead of time. There's a big sign. Abu Dhabi smells good.
So then obviously it's not inevitable.
Warning, don't smell it.
Obviously it's not inevitable if you see it coming and you can do something to prevent it. That's
but I'm not doing that.
Okay, but you can. That's what
since I could, and therefore what?
It's not inevitable.
Therefore it's not inevitable. It's not psychnesia. Meaning... Right?
No,
we're all saying the same thing, but Rabbi Kohan Wasserman, right? Rabbi Kohan in his Sefer and Sukkos and Seminit Fest presents two possibilities as to how to understand Sik Resha. Remember, Sik Resha is an exception to Dover She'engam Mishtavim. Dover She'engam Mishtavim is permitted according to Rabbi Shimon, Sik Resha is also. Possibility number one is because dragging that heavy bench inevitably makes a hole in the ground. So therefore, you cannot contend that you do not have Kabbalah. You know what's going to happen. I'm dragging a heavy bench. 100% of the time when I drag a heavy bench, I make a hole in the floor. So don't give me any garbage that you don't have Kabbalah. Of course you have Kabbalah. The fact that you know what's going to happen every time, that's if you have Kabbalah. That's one approach of Rebbe Kahn. Approach two of Rebbe Kahn is saying what is called in Lomdes Chad Ma'isa, which means as follows. Let's give a different case of Sik Resha. Combing hair in Shabbos is a Sik Resha that some hairs are going to come out. What does that mean? It could mean that in the Dover She'engam Mishtavim world, there are two separate acts. There's dragging a bench and there's digging a hole. Those two acts might be related, they might be not related. That's in the world of Dover She'engam Mishtavim. In the world of Sik Resha, I say dragging a bench definitionally is an act of making a hole. It's not two separate acts. I am dragging a bench. Per force, I am making a hole. I am making a hole with a bench instead of with a shovel. Or I am combing my hair. I am doing an act of pulling hair out. Right? There's no difference. I use that hair. There's no difference between pulling hair and just yanking it out or combing. That is bad nice. So there are two possibilities that Rebbe Kahn formulates regarding Sik Resha. Why is Sik Resha usher? Possibility number one is Sik Resha is usher because you cannot maintain that there is no Kavanah. There has to be Kavanah. Since it's inevitable, inevitable equals Kavanah. Approach two says that inevitable means that it is the same Maisa. You cannot separate the act of combing hair from the act of pulling hair out. You cannot separate the act of dragging that bed from the act of digging the hole. Now, when the rush tells me that since theoretically I could hold my nose, even though I'm not holding my nose, it's not secretion,
which of these two possibilities would intersect ratios that Rush was in?
The first one?
No, the second one.
Okay, shall I let you guys find it out?
Can you ask them?
Okay.
It's obviously you can't separate.
The second
one.
The Rush says, theoretically, I could hold my nose. Therefore, it's not a reciprocation, even though I'm not holding my nose. Which of these two approaches is the Rush and Vogel?
First one. No, it's the second because.
No, because obviously.
Because the reciprocation doesn't apply here because it's not your. You.
So if I hold of the first
one. Oh, you're right. It's the second one.
It's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, we all agree. Let me say, you know, we all just agreed, right? Thank you for conceding defeat. Excellent. Now.
Can you explain
it? Yeah, I can explain it. Yeah, okay. Because if he's saying that you have to, if he's saying that it's possible to hold your nose, then that means not holding your nose is equivalent to committing this prohibition. Wait.
Almost. It goes like this. Ready? Let me try to say it. Theoretically, I could hold my nose. Theoretically, I could hold my nose. That means that I cannot say that walking past this door is by definition a mysa of smelling of a dessert. Because I could walk past this door in a way that I don't smell of a dessert. Since in theory I can hold my nose, therefore it is not by the mysa. However, if I take approach number one, so the fact is when I'm walking down the street with my nose unclogged, don't tell me that you don't have kavana to smell. Of course you have kavana. That your nose is unclogged, you know it's going to smell, you know you have that whole dessert smell in your nose. So therefore, according to approach one, this would be a psik ratio. When Tosfos / Rush is saying it's not a psik ratio, that only makes sense within approach two. Ms. Verschneitzer, you seem somewhat befuddled.
I'm a little weak. I don't think I understand Chad Meiser's
statement. Let's say it again. Chad Meiser means that the act of dragging the bench is by definition an act of digging a hole. Good? If there's any way, theoretically, that I could say that the act of dragging the bench is not an act of digging a hole, it's not Chad Meiser. Even if it's only in a far-fetched way, but it can't be Chad Meiser because it's theoretically possible. A theoretical possibility removes the Chad Meiser, but a theoretical possibility does not remove the Kavana Star. That's your, will you forgive me if I go on a few minutes after you leave?
No, not at all, but will you forgive me for leaving early?
Yes.
Okay.
Heavy enough.
When the original bucket of the reiteration comes up as status, is it clear that that is not a deen and only helpful status?
Where it comes up in Shabbos, it's not clear that it's only in Melchizedek Shabbos, but it comes up in other Masechtas. In Masechtas Zevachim, this discussion about there's a pasuk in the Torah, Eish Avam Feyach Lo Tifdeh, something like that. So if I pour the yayin on the fire, is that a secretion that I'll buy like that? It comes up in a few places in Shabbos, that's not Melchizedek Shabbos. Okay, so basically, what we are saying is that the Rush and Tosfos both are saying the same idea. They're saying it's not, Tosfos says it's very general. It doesn't explain. Tosfos says it's not a psik ratio. The Rush tells me, you know why it's not a psik ratio? Because in theory, you could hold your nose. That is point one. Let's go on to Tosfos. And you have to remember this Hakira from Olam.
It's in Ksuvos in Semiyukas.
Let's go on to Texas. The Lekulamina. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. 10 lines up from the wide lines. Back in the verses. The Lekulamina. The Avimu Bipsikresha Shari Hakarim Shemin. Yishon. The Lokamai Bibreira, the Kayon, the Leka Ella, Esther Jerabunan, Shuhofer Kam Atayam. Tosa says, do not tell me that in this case, even though it's Psikresha, it's going to be Mutter, because you are digging a hole by dragging a bench. And when I dig a hole by dragging a bench, that's not the normal way of digging a hole. Therefore, it is Kam Atayam. And don't tell me that Sikresha is mutter because it is drama. Zaf Tosin, right? Let alone me, do not say that we are talking about a real Sikresha, but it still is mutter because it's drama. Don't say that, Zaf Tosin, because in the Gemara, which we're not going to get to because the semester's over, but in the Gemara, it's going to be clear that we're talking about cases of dirasals. What Tosis is saying is that as a matter of halacha, psik resha on isurim dirabonon is mutter. The iser of psik resha, this is like urchin. The iser of psik resha, when I say that according to Rabbi Shimon, psik resha is usser, that is only according to Tosis by isurim dirabonon. By Isurim Dirabonon, Sikresha is Mutter.
I didn't mean to say
yeah.
that.
Well, I didn't hear from Adina, she's Turkish.
Isn't, like, from what I remember about Sikresha, it's like Sikresha Dirabonon Ramifame. And then how does like the Ramifame kind of love with the Hana aspect?
Okay, so Nikolai and Ro Nikolai is already the also advanced Sikresha stories.
Okay.
But that is. I don't think I'll have a chance to get there tonight. But you're right, as a matter of halacha, most posting permit situation the moni always on drabonis. But this tosis is saying more than that. This tosis is suggesting that every single situation on the drabonon is mutter. That means that if I have a security system, I know whenever I open the door, the light is going to change from red to green, right? It's like one of those types of systems. You pull a door, the light will change. The light is an LED light, which is only also mid-drabonon. I'm not flipping the switch to turn on the light. I'm opening the door. That's a psikresha on the drabonon. Tosfos says that psikresha is a mutter on drabonons, but our Gemara is not talking about that because it's clear from our Gemara that it's clear from our Gemara that we're talking about Doraisis. But Tosfos seems to be saying that Sikresha is mutter on Drabonos. This is a huge machlokes in posting. If you look in the Magen Avraham and Sittin Shin Yodan and Sittin Katan Bey, the Trumas HaDeshen says that Sikresha is mutter on Drabonos. The Trumas HaDeshen says that the whole discussion, when you move the Rav Shimon, no one discusses truly that according to Rav Shimon, Sikresha is Aser, that's only on the Megaisa. By Drabonon, Sikresha is Mutter. The Magen Avraham jumps up and down, sticks four nickels, and the Magen Avraham says that Sikresha on Drabonon is Aser. Tosfos here seems to be saying, like the Trumas HaDeshen, not like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is sensitive to this, and the Magen Avraham says, Tosfos doesn't really mean it. Tosfos is building a straw man, but Tosfos doesn't mean it. But this Tosfos seems to say that Sikresha is mutter on Dirabonos.
Can we read those
lines
of Tosfos again?
Yes. The Lekulamina, and do not tell me that a wonderful summer, finals, and get off to Israel safely.
Amen.
The Lekulamina is a crisis. Do not tell me that a field of Sikresha, Shari Hakam, Mer Shimon,
Yishim the Hokamai Gabriel that came of the Lucky Alaisadrava. Do not tell me that Rishimon is going to permit this case because we are talking about dragging a bench, which is only an Isser Zerabonon, because you're over to Akaya, because you are digging the hole in a backhanded Akaya way. And therefore it's Zerabonon.
But isn't that where the whole concept of secretion comes from?
Well, there are some cases of secretion which are not that backhanded. There are, this is, yes. The way segregation is usually explained, the example that's usually given is this case of dragging a bench. But Zoptosis, this case of dragging a bench maybe is more lenient than other cases because it's Kulper to Akaya. So I have to create a case of segregation where it is doing it in a normal way. For example, pouring wine on top of the fire on the Mizbeya. It's a normal way to extinguish a fire when I pour water on it, I pour wine on.
But in Shabbos, when Rishon originally says Sikresha is Pasa, what's the case then?
So the case in the Gemara is the case of dragging the bench. But Zoptosis, maybe the Gemara uses that case just as a simple example. But the Gemara really can't be talking about that exact case because that case is really a drought. Yes. What Tosis is saying is going to be double in the sense of many of I'll say it in a different way. Okay, the way psychiatry is usually understood is how could it be that you chop off the head of an animal and the animal's not going to die?
Right.
Well, that case is not a real psychiatry because psychiatry means I do action A and action B is inevitable. In that case, there's only one action, chop! That's only action, you're chopping off the head of an animal. It's not that there's an A and B. Somehow the language of Sikresha is an imprecise language.
I just don't understand how you could possibly say that Sikresha on the Darabana is Mutter. The actual case of the Gemara on the Darabana is Mutter.
The Tosis is going to say that the actual case of the Gemara is just the Gemara's way of just as Gemara's way of presenting a simple illustration, but that particular case is
Mutter, even though Rabbi Shimon says it's Asr?
The principle that Rabbi Shimon asks the situation to point to places is not talking about that case of dragging the bench. That's right. Now, Tosa says, do not tell me that, because the Hobishmaitz are nice yellow, you can die medicine. You don't need Elon, you're lying, I'm so far off. But it says you can't say that. You are speaking about the end of the race. Meaning, Tosis is standing by his guns. And Tosis is saying that Sikresha and Rabbanan is Mutter. But our Gemara is not talking about Rabbanan because our Gemara is talking about Paraduma, Odin, Doris, etc. Now, wait, let's just finish this line. Conception. How do we understand this dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Trinasadash? Is Sikresha and Rabbanan Mutter or Asr? When our Tosfos says that Sikresha and Rabbanan is Mutter, like the Trinasadash, how does this fit in with Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman's A and B? This is going to be something that you're not going to guess, probably, but
yes.
I'll give you a minute to try to plug it in. Next. So it goes like this, ready? Why do I listen to Rabbanan? Why do you have to listen to the Rabbanan? Now some of you are thinking, whoa, you're about to give me a huge ass. This is going to be awesome. Okay? So we're not going that far. But why do we listen to the Rabbanan? So the answer is because the Torah says, right? Do not deviate from the Chachamim say. And many of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaFluch, etc., says what that means is do not rebel against the Chachamim. Hashem wants you to listen to the rabbis. Do not rebel.
Now, what is rebellion? Right? So rebellion is when you have people on January 6th. No. Rebellion is, I'm on record. It's not like such a thing. But rebellion means that the Chachamim say, don't do this. And I am punching them in the face. But that's the idea of rebellion. Look up Oda. When Tosfos is saying that Sif Reishon is Rabbanan's mother, that would seem to be a way of saying that a Sif Reisha case is not an act of rebellion. It's not a rebellion because I'm not doing what the rabbis say not to do. The rabbis say don't dig a hole. I'm not digging a hole, I'm dragging a bench. I am not rebelling. If Sif Reisha would be Chav Naisa, so then I am rebelling against the rabbis. But when Tosfos is suggesting that Sikresha on the Drabonon, it's a mutter. That's because on the Drabonon, the only Isser is rebelling against the rabbis. And since it's a case of Sikresha, I am not really rebelling. I'm not rebelling because I'm doing action A. I have plausible deniability. I'm saying rabbis, you say don't dig a hole. I'm not digging a hole. I'm dragging it back. Okay?
So this
approach does not work with the Chadnas approach. This approach only works within approach A of Tosfos. So if I put this together, and this is already, we're going to leave the semester on a Sira in Tosfos conceptually. But Tosfos in the first approach, again, where the Rosh's explanation of Tosfos, that it's not a secretion because I could hold my nose, seems to be going with approach B of Chav Naisa. However, the approach that there's no such thing as a secretion on its Rabbanon makes sense if secretion is based on the Kavana approach. But secretion is based on the Chav Naisa approach, so then it would be rebellion against the rabbis, and then secretion on the Rabbanon would still be awesome. Our Tosfos says Sikresha and Rabbanon is a mutter. That is probably because Tosfos is coming from approach A rather than approach B. What this means, and I have answers to this, but not for now. This means that the Fumbina first glance, there seems to be a contradiction in Tosfos about which of these two explanations of Sikresha Tosfos is accepted.
So
we're coming from a premise that the Meshech Chochmah presents in this commentary in Parsha Shoftim. The Meshech Chochmah says that while Sosim and Adar Shayim of Hakalim and small beings don't rebel against the Kalam. Right? The Issur D'Rabbanan itself is not poisonous. It's the act of rebellion that is problematic. Now, if I have a plausible way of saying, you know what, rabbis, I'm not rebelling against you. You say I shouldn't dig a hole in Shabbos. I'm not digging a hole. Wait, what am I doing? I'm dragging the bench. I'm not digging the hole. So then I'm not rebelling against the rabbis. Because I can just say, rabbis, you just said I'm digging a hole. I'm not digging a hole. If it's Chav Naisa, so then I cannot say I'm not digging a hole.
Isn't digging a hole Deraisa?
Making a hole would be Deraisa.
Okay.
But I, again, this is making a hole Deraisa, right? Well, we said 20 minutes ago, notwithstanding. There's an issue Deraisa of putting out the fire in the mizbeach. If I can say
plausibly. You know what? I'm not putting the fire out on this data. I am just pouring wine. So then, it is now A. It's not going to be usher. It might be a secretion, but it's not going to be usher because I can contend that I am not rebelling against the rabbis. I don't see any more clarity in this.
You get it, you just don't agree.
No, I
know, I
can tell. What is the darabana that you're not rebelling against?
Pouring the
Ding it, right? With the in the back end ways of God. So the rabbis say, don't do it. Right? I'm gonna say, I'm not doing it. I'm not digging the hole. I am just dragging the bench. Even though it's a specific ratio. But since I can contend that I'm not digging the hole, the Rabbanan say, Midrabbanan, don't dig a hole with the back of your bench. Right? I'm just saying, I'm not digging a hole. I'm saying, don't dig a hole back into the place. I'm not digging a hole. I'm dragging the bench.
But that is not what the Chachamim are saying not to do.
No, the Chachamim are just saying that don't dig holes in weird ways. Or don't dig holes. I'm just saying, don't do, don't pick up. Maybe I'm going to try to explain this.
Well, I think I might be able to, but also I have questions. Are we saying that it's I'm not digging a hole, I'm just driving a bench because it's there's like a full piece, so it's not seek ratio, or are we just saying like that's just how you're framing it?
But again, the like, whole case is
this case is
it's not seek ratio because I have the whole mental. So that's okay. One issue.
So that's not what we're saying. We're just saying how you frame it.
This is a different approach.
So it's just what I'm saying I'm doing. That's what my intention is.
Versus. Okay. Is saying that my demons are out of the whole situation does not apply.
Okay, that's
what I said. Categorical statement test. Situation does not apply by your problems. Why not?
So, but can so, I?
Yes. Again, don't get involved in this particular case. It's an confusion.
I know, but what I'm confused about is that by definition, what is your Rabbanan is the situation. Like, maybe I'm just so much on myself that I can't
say, I'll give you a modern piece. The Chachamim say, don't use electricity. To this level, don't turn on an LED light on shutters. So, if I do an act that is turning on an LED light, I go to the switch, I flip that switch. That's an isser. I'm rebelling against the rabbis. They say, don't use electricity, I'm using electricity.
But that's not a situation. That's not a
situation. What about the home? However, if I open the door, and then by definition, the light goes on, that is a big secretion.
Right.
But that is a secretion on the Sudrabana.
Right.
Zapsosis, that's normal. Opening the door and having the LED light go on is normal. Why not? Because when I open the door, I'm not rebelling against the rabbis. Because the rabbi says, don't look this way, don't turn it on. I'm not turning on the light. Right? I'm not turning on the light, I am opening the door. It's not rebelling against the rabbis. So approach. My Tulsa suggests that segregation to Rabbanans is going to be mutter. That seems to be based on approach A in Rabbanan, not approach B in Rabbanan. If you accept approach B in Rabbanan, then I cannot say I'm not turning on the light. Because you know what? Who says this is the switch for the light? Maybe this is the switch. Right?
But that to me is what the bench is.
What?
The dragging the bench is bench.
So how do I look at dragging the bench? Do I conceptualize dragging the bench that this is a switch to make a hole? Right? That's approach B. Point of approach A, dragging the bench is not a switch to make the hole. Dragging the bench is just that you have come on to make the hole.
It's
like
the
air
of
those things in the like, I get it,
basically, again, just to summarize, as a matter of halacha, the Mishnah does not have situations on relevance. So, in situations going equally into relevance, there are many who are made. But if it's a situation, then equally, if I'm happy, I want that LED light and these fluorescent lights to go on, then it's also we pass on situation on relevance. That is standard Judaism as the Mishnah presents it.
It happens that the minhag of Moghe Horel in Europe was to follow the Trumas Hadeshin and our hostess, that Sikrishon Rabbanus is going to be mutter. I remember one time I was at a wedding. It's actually a wedding that my cousin, who we were talking about beforehand, my cousin, like, didn't go to law school because of him. So at one of the weddings in his family, so I was sitting next to Tzuki Goldstein. Tzuki Goldstein was the next door neighbor, to Moshe Feinstein. When the Moshe had difficult shaylos, he would talk it over with his next door neighbor, Tzuki. Tzuki grew up in Warsaw. He was like a posting in Warsaw before the war. I asked Tzuki, like, what was the standard approach of Rabbanan in Europe from situations Rabbanan? Because I happened to be like the sick at that time. He's like, everyone said it was Mutter. It's Mukhan said it's Mutter, right? Are you Shiva? It's Mukhan. But it's Mukhan, but the situation is Mutter and Rabbanan. And the minute in Europe of Mori Hora is to be Mepa on the situation of Rabbanan straight up. The mission of Jura changed Judaism. The mission of Jura came along and he said, you cannot be Mepa on the situation of Rabbanan. Again, he has a whole text-based history behind him, but the minhag of Moghe Horel in Europe was that the situation of Rabbanan is mutter, which is traces some stuff in a fate on the base. Okay. Ah, sorry about that. Okay, thank you again tonight. This has been, for me, Baruch Hashem, a productive semester. Thank you for learning with me. If you do not have questions from me by Monday, please send a carrier preacher in an hour and I'll put the questions together. I tend to forget things like this. So we'll give you the questions, and then like a few days before the actual final, I'll just tell you how many of those questions you have to submit to me. That's it. Okay, Kevra.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Vein HaSemesterim and Shtag away.